epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right.
It's time to wake on up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
All right, what is going on, everyone? Good morning to all. It is trade deadline day. The Giants and their season might not be trending in the right direction, but they have an opportunity coming up between now and 3 o'clock Pacific Standard to make something happen. They've already broke the seal with Tyler Rogers being sent to the Mets for Jose Budo and a couple of top 12 prospects. What will Buster Posey do today? What is mission accomplished for the San Francisco Giants? We got all that coming up and more. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Shout out to everybody on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, also the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
So we're going to have Sean Dunston here in a little bit, and, you know, I've gotten real nostalgic this week because a lot of stuff has come out about Ryan Sandberg and his passing, and it's really sad. He's really young. I mean, younger than what my dad was when he passed away, which is too young.
65, yeah.
Just too young. And when I think of guys like the way that Giants fans revere Will Clark is the way I'm seeing Cubs fans revere Ryan Sandberg. And as a non-Cubs fan, my first kind of integration into Giants baseball, those 88, 89, 90, 91, like that era, right? Even 87. And Sean Dunston, Mark Grace, Ryan Sandberg, the Hawk, all those guys playing for the Cubs against the Giants, like those are etched in my head. And so Sean played with them for a long time. And when I think of those Cubs teams, I think of incredible tight-knit chemistry. And I want to ask him, like, how important is chemistry? Because it just feels like to me something's off with the Giants. I'm not saying they don't all like each other, but it just doesn't feel like the current Giants team is clicking. And the really good teams that go places, they're clicking. And there's chemistry. And I just want his opinion on all that.
Well, before we get to Sean, this is just in from Jeff Passan of ESPN. The San Diego Padres are acquiring closer Mason Miller and starter J.P.
Whoa.
Sears from the A's.
Whoa, I like Sears more than most people do. I know he's got lit up last year, but Mason Miller's the haul in that one. Wow.
Absolutely. But,
wow.
But to your point, it's a perfect segue into Sean Dunston, who joined us courtesy of the River Islands
what
guest line. River Islands in Lathrop. Sean, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging. How you doing?
Fantastic. And obviously, you know, we're all sad for the passing of your former double playmate and longtime great Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg. You yourself played 18 years in the show. Former Willie Mack Award winner with the San Francisco Giants and obviously a big part of the dynastic run as a coach. Before we get into some of the farm system stuff and the Giants as well, you know, I saw your touching tribute to Rhino on MLB Network. And hey, as someone who did turn double plays with him for a very, very long time, you know, for a lot of people who maybe are familiar but didn't get a chance to see him play but know about his greatness, you know, how would you describe Ryan Sandberg, both the player and the person?
I'll put it both together: a professional at all times, always carry himself the first class, always put others first before himself, how he played the game. He just wanted to just play. He really didn't like all the loop log or, you know, all the attention. He'd rather share the attention with his teammates.
Yeah, when I think of him, you know, I used to collect cards, Sean, back in the day. I'd get your card, and the Ryan Sandberg card was like a special one because nobody had any ill feelings, even if you weren't a Cubs fan. Like I grew up a Giants fan, you know, and it's like I viewed him a certain way, just like you said, class personified, excellence as well, and never making an error at second base for that long streak that he had and being a two-way player. But it did feel like you guys were very connected, chemistry wise. Take me back to those early 90s, late 80s Cubs teams. It felt like you guys were a very close-knit team.
Oh, yes, we were very close because we had the leaders of Mariano and Andres, how they led by example, never complaining, always being accountable. I mean, everyone knows that me and Rhino was, you know, teammates for about 11, 12 years. We really didn't speak much because Rhino don't talk much at all. And Andre Dawson don't talk. I talk for everybody in the locker room. You know, I have a good time. But they put me next to Andre and Rhino. They teach me how to be a professional player, how to be a ball player, I mean, how to conduct yourself with interviews. And I hear Rhino, man, we lost a tough game. He went 3-for-4, went homer. And man, all he has to say is, well, maybe I should have got 4 hits. I should have did this. I should have did that. Never, I'm blaming nobody. I'm sitting there like, wow. I'm talking to myself saying, well, if I get 3 or 4 hits, I know we lost, but I did do my job. I'm saying this to myself, but it's like, no, you can't say that. So I learned how to speak, you know, man, be professional and put the team first.
We're speaking with Sean Dunston here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Nearly 2 decades as a player, coach with the Giants, and as a 2-time All-Star shortstop with the Cubs. Sean, you know, today is a day that I think for many fans is potentially exciting, but I'm curious, as a player, like, how much do you sort of, how much are you aware on deadline day of the moves, the machinations? What's going on inside the clubhouse on a day like today when some of your teammates might be on the move and you might be getting some new teammates in?
We don't like it at all. You know, man, we human beings, we don't like it at all. We'd rather, you know, stick with the guys that started in, you know, spring training, maybe get 1 or 2 guys. But man, it's very uncomfortable, very, very uncomfortable. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It's just very uncomfortable. You don't want to see nobody go. You don't want to see, no, I'm just sorry. Fans, oh, we need this guy, need this guy. Well, yeah, you know what? You know, you're not playing. I mean, man, we human beings, man, you know, in the locker room every day with these guys, every day. You form a bond. Now, whether you know it or not, you could, you know, dislike a guy, but you form a bond. You just don't want to see him to leave. So it's kind of tough. I know, man, it's tough on everybody in Major League Baseball. And, man, it's not fun. It's not funny at all.
You know, what do you make of what's going on with the San Francisco Giants? You know, they started off so well, and in the last couple of months just hasn't been great. They make the big acquisition for Devers, and I don't know, it just, something seems off. I know that the performance on the field hasn't been great. Have you ever been a part of a team that's done what the Giants did, start off so great, and then the bottom just fall out, and it feels like you're a better team than the record shows?
Oh, yes, we all been through that. That's part of the game of baseball. That's why the game is played 162 games. It's not played as a sprint. It's played as a marathon. But when I played it as a sprint. That's how I am. I have a lot of energy, but you have to have patience. Me telling somebody to have patience don't sound right because I don't have no patience. But as I grow older, the patience is kicking in. It's a long season. You got to play. No one's talking too much about the Dodgers. They losing too. But they had a big lead. That's how it goes. But it's always the Giants. The Giants are going to be all right. The Giants are going to be just fine.
We're speaking with Sean Dunston, former Giants coach, Giants player, long time in the show here on 95.7 The Game on the River Islands guest line. Yeah, you're talking about having patience. You know, obviously it's been a very, very tough stretch. And, You know, I for one cannot figure out how this thing has sort of spiraled away after the acquisition of a Rafael Devers. I mean, can you recall a situation that either you've seen as a coach or a player where a team gets an obvious star? This is nothing against Devers. I believe he has a great amount of talent and hasn't shown it yet, but where a team sort of goes in the wrong direction. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's how it goes. It's baseball. That's why the game of baseball is so beautiful. Everybody think they have all the answers, but you don't. You have the answers when you retire. I mean, the game is different. I mean, that's why this is the best sport in the world to me. I'm being biased, but I think baseball is a beautiful sport. You have to go out there and play. I'm sorry. You have to go out there and play. Like, I mean, you could be like 0 for 20, and there's a pitcher that, I mean, that you hit. You're going to hit him. And you could be 20 for 20, and you know you're facing a pitcher that has your number. You don't feel comfortable. You're not going to get a hit. They go, why is that? You're really hot. No, you don't understand. You just got to go out there and play and just battle, battle, battle.
How long does it take for a guy to adjust to a new location, especially the stature of Rafi?
It takes a little while. It depends on the person. I didn't like to be traded. I can't stand it. Man, like it hurts your feelings. But, man, the team that you're with for so long, then it's like kick you to the curb. It kind of hurts. But then when you go to the other side, like, wow, it's pretty nice over here, too. You really don't want to know about the other side. You just want to stay on one team. Everybody wants to be on one team. We don't want to be moved around. But he's going to adjust. He's going to be all right. It's fine. I mean, he's got to hold on. We've been down for 8 years. I mean, relax. We're going to be okay.
Yeah. And look, because of the recent slide, Sean, you know, yesterday, Matt Chapman, Logan Webb, a lot of the leaders on this team came out and said after the news that Tyler Rogers had been traded to the Mets that, hey, look, we get it. You know, we as players or as the team haven't done enough for the front office to not look at potentially the future. But I'm curious, as someone who's been in that position as a player, you know, how do you sort of balance the knowing that things aren't going well with also the, you know, having to kind of give some credence to what the front office has to look at? Like, obviously you guys have the most confidence in yourselves of anyone, but how do you balance those emotions of wanting to compete? You still got to go out there tomorrow and play and can try and get back in this thing, but also knowing that the front office has to kind of look towards the future. What is that like?
It's not all that tough. I mean, because you're a professional player. I mean, man, it's an honor to play in the major leagues. Everybody can't play in the major leagues. When things go tough, you look to the veterans. That's like when we had Rhino Rollinger, we had Hall of Famers, superstars, going out there playing, never complaining. If they hurt, you didn't know. If they 0 for 10, you didn't know. Always hustle, never complain. It's by example. You got to lead by example. Go play. I mean, Andre's knees is broke down. He went out there and play. We down 10-0. The manager asked him and Ryan to come out the game. They say no. They say no. I'm playing. That's the kind of example that you need. And Chapman and the rest of them and Webb, oh, they do the same thing. We just got to go out there and play one game at a time.
Now, you've been doing a lot of work with the minor league system for the San Francisco Giants, correct?
I haven't been doing a lot. No, man. I just got back this year. I've been in like a month, and I'm very excited about it. I think the Giants will bring me back, and I'm more excited than the players. The Giants have some very good players in Nickelodeon.
Yeah, there's a lot of the, you know, like my dad, for example. I can imagine him, like, they don't know the situations, and we're seeing a lot of mistakes. I mean, you saw it last night with the Giants, yesterday, first and third situation, not checking the runner at third. I seen it in the Yankee game over and over. The ball players that you're seeing right now, I mean, you come from the old school. What are the differences from when you grew up and playing and what you're seeing now from these youngsters?
Oh, from the youngsters, well, the rookie ball, they hungry. Well, they hungry like us, and I like the effort that they did. I mean, man, most people don't like to see, see rookie ball players, but it's nice. It starts from the bottom. They're all hungry, man. Me being older, I'm very excited to go back and see players hustling down the line, respecting the game. That just turns me on when I see players respecting the game and playing hard. That turns me on.
Sean Dunston joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Willie Mack Award winner with the Giants, 18 years in the show as well as a decade as a coach, and now back with the Giants. You know, what is your message when you first get to rookie ball? Like these guys are they're clay waiting to be molded, and some of them are going to make it to the show. Others of them are not. What is your message to them, and what are you trying to impart on sort of the next generation of ball players?
On the how to play the game, like the people before us, you know, the Willie Mays, you know, Lannis Apeda, Willie McCovey, Gaylord Perry. I mean, man, just all the players that came before us. You know, even my buddy Crazy Will, you know, man, he goes out there. His butt, everyone's seeing him, but he has so much passion to play, you don't understand. And it's so nice, and man, he just passed it down. And Barry, you know, man, the greatest player of my time, I tell everybody, he's our Willie Mays right now. And man, just to go play. I mean, and don't be in a rush to be successful. That was always my problem. You know, young players, and we're always in a rush to be successful. It only takes time, and don't be scared to fail.
Have you had a chance to work with Luciano or Bryce Eldridge at all?
No, I haven't. Well, I was with Bryce at spring training. I've seen him for a little bit. Very nice young man. I'm just watching. Yeah, he can hit. He can hit. He can hit. Man, be patient. He's going to be all right. Man, we expect everybody to be Will Clark when you come up. We expect everybody to be Buster Posey when you come up. It doesn't work that way. The Giants got lucky. And when you do that, that's beautiful. But then we got the Ted Lensington, and then you got Bum, and then you got Matt Cain. They all came up. You know, came up, you got McGrathy come up, and then you got Matt Williams with the stuff, and Robbie Thompson. They all come up gradually. You got to be patient. Me telling somebody to be patient when I had no patience, it sounds funny to me.
I mean, you're preaching like in the choir here. I'm a very impatient individual. You referenced Will like four or five times now. When I think of Will, I think of him with that black turtleneck on, hitting the home run against you guys in the NLCS back in 89. How often do you think about that series? Because that was one of the seminal series for my fandom as a Giants fan. And Will hitting that jacket, Wrigley, and then fist pumping as he's coming around second. He's almost sprinting. He's running so fast around the bases. How often do you guys talk about that series?
Well, he runs around the bases because that's how you play. You run around the bases and don't show up your opponent. You just go out there and play. No, I didn't like Will. No, I'm going to be straight up. He knows it too. I didn't like Will. I did not like Will Clark. But boy, what a play. But I respect Will Clark as a player. What an outstanding player. I wanted to get him every time. I mean, I wanted to get him because he likes to take you out at second base. And I mean, Ryan said, you know, Will's over there. You know, man, he said, give him the ball real quick because Will plays the game right. He takes you out. But like I tell Will, I like to drop down on you and get you. But what a play he was. And then I became his teammate. And, whoa, everything changed. What a good dude. What a really good dude. So you just can't judge people. I mean, you just can't judge. Just go out there and play. But, no, me and Will, he always reminds me of that. And it's on my nerves still. And then I become a Giant, which, like, wow, what I'm doing. I'm with the Giants now. Playing, I'm coaching, but I'm really happy, like, man, what I went through. But, no, Will rags me every time, every day. It irritates me, but it's very nice.
You know, I look back at that NLCS. It's like a who's who of Major League Baseball players, almost like Forrest Gump-like. You're in there, Uribe, Thompson, Mitchell, Bob Brenly, Don Zimmer, Hawk, Samber. I mean, you guys, like, that was an amazing series. And the legend that still comes around to this day is Clark reading Greg Maddux's lips in the on-deck circle. Do you buy that story, or is that a Will Clark tall tale?
Nah, I believe it. I mean, man, while you're on deck, you stare at the picture, what they're doing. You know, man, most people are in the iPads right now. It's a little different, not to down them, but you're in the iPad, you got to look at what people are doing on the field. And I think, I believe, yeah, you know, man, read his lips. I know what he said out there. I'm not going to repeat it. Right?
That was such a fun series for me as a kid, man.
I'm going to get Will. I'm sick of Will, but what a great guy. He's great for the game of baseball and great for the Giants because he has intensity. And people don't understand, the intensity is not that he's mad at the players. He just loves the game of baseball. It's just the passion. He wants everybody to play like him. Everybody's not. So you have to understand that. He just go out there and play the game.
I got you, Sean. Well, my last one for you is this. You know, with having worked with a lot of these sort of younger players in the Giants system, who's maybe a guy or two or someone we should sort of keep our eyes out for? I know it's going to take time, and I feel like the theme of this interview has been patience. You got to be patient. But who are you even working with down there that we should keep an eye out for?
Well, I'm working with all of them. I'm not going to choose one. They're very good. You know who they are. I'm not going to point nobody out. I'm going to say all of them. because I'm impressed with all of them. I mean, how they play the game, how they come to practice. Nobody with an attitude. The coaches out there, man, working with them, busting their butt, and they're just doing their job. You know, man, they ask questions. I know they speak Spanish, but they're learning English. I'm very impressed with the Spanish players. You know, I'm sorry, man, the Latin players, you know, learning English. So, you know what? I'm saying, you know what? I got to try to learn a little bit of Spanish. They come to work. They come to the batting cage on time. They're ready to hit. No messing around. And, I'm impressed with that. I mean, I'm impressed with that because when I was young, I wasn't on time too much. I had to learn how to be on time. And it's nice to see the players. But we got some really good ones. We got a nice shortstop, nice second baseman, nice third baseman, very nice catcher, first base. Outfielders, all of them, they're coming. Trust me, and they have very good pitchers. We always have good pitchers. The Giants always have good pitchers. So it's still the same. What Dick Tidrow developed and everything is still there. Trust me, it's still there. Giants have very good pitchers and very good players.
Well, Sean, we very much appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us. Condolences, obviously, to you and everyone in the Cubs family about Rhino too soon, but we really appreciate you sharing some memories and some stories with us.
All right, thank you.
That's Sean Dunstan, 20 years in the show, 10 more as a coach of the Giants, now back in the Giants organization. You heard it there, 1996 Willie Mack Award winner, all courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Was on the 0-2 Giants that went to the World Series,
yep.
Played on the Giants multiple times. When I think of Sean Dunstan and I close my eyes, one of the best arms in the game.
He was one of my first ever autographs I ever got as a kid.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
it was
awesome.
Spring training of 2002, we got to Scottsdale Stadium. We're watching Richie, Dunstan, Barry, and Tsuyoshi Shinjo taking batting practice.
Shinjo.
It was like me, my dad, and like no one else were in the ballpark. And afterwards, he's like walking around, and Richie tossed me a ball, and I'm trying to get Richie's autograph. And Sean's like, hey, you want an autograph? I'm like, yeah, I'm actually trying to get Richie Aurelio's autograph. And he was cool about it, though. He called Richie over. Sean signed it. Richie signed it. It was pretty cool. But yeah.
Man. Well, it's funny because he's talking the whole interview of being patient and waiting and biding your time, right? And during the middle of that interview, you know, all this news is spilling out about a team that has maybe been the most impatient team in the major leagues, nevertheless the NLS, and that's the San Diego Padres, because they make a trade for Mason Miller and J.P. Sears literally right before we start talking to Sean, and all I can think about is he's right. I'm 100%. When the baseball is a beautiful game, and it's because it takes time and months and years to build, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. The Padres, just, every single year, feels like they just jumped the line. I mean, they go get one of the premier, if not the most premier closer on the market. There's been now three closers dealt. Combined with J.P. Sears, it does make you think, Shasky, what could someone like Camilo Doval fetch you, especially if you tried to package him with somebody? Maybe it's Ray, maybe it's somebody else, but it almost now affirms my belief that Camilo Doval is going to get the Giants something worth something, because what came back to the A's was the Padres' number one infield prospect, Leo DeVries.
What position?
He's a shortstop.
Okay.
Third overall prospect, and then a couple of guys on the back end. But they got the Padres'
interesting
top dude, and he's 18 years old.
Would you rather have Mason Miller or Camilo? Just straight up.
Probably Miller.
Yeah, I would too. But Miller is probably, like, last year was such a phenomenon, right? He was amazing
last
year.
This year, Duvall's actually been better than him this season.
That was kind of where I was going. Yeah. Like, these things do kind of oscillate when it comes to these relievers. I wonder where Camilo's at for them long term or short term, and what he would net and who would be after him. And yeah, I think about that all the time. I don't know. I don't know what to do with Camilo. Well, I mean, I was under the impression they were going to deal him in the offseason last year. I thought there was no way this guy could come back into the clubhouse. I really did. And I was wrong. And to credit him and the staff, he's had a really good bounce back year. Accepted his role at the beginning of the year, took his opportunity, and ran with it.
Yeah, I thought Juan Soto broke him last year.
I mean, oh, well, that's...
No, like, seriously, it's... Like
the pitch clock, he had been melting over the pitch clock going back to spring training. He had been, like, if you watched, there was only a handful of games on television, but, like, the pitch clock.
Didn't he have one the other night?
What?
Didn't he have one the other night?
He was probably the most egregious in terms of what he looked like before pitch clock and what he looked like after. It rattled him. Like, it got into his head. It reminded me of, like, a free throw shooter, like Andres Biedrins, where, like, he was buffering, like, short circuiting.
And look, he's somebody that absolutely is. The Giants are fielding calls for Camilo Doval. He is on the trade market, and he might be the best closer left because Mason Miller just got dealt from the A's to the Padres yesterday. It was Johan Duran from the Twins to the Phillies. You have Ryan Helsley going from the Cardinals to the Mets. The Giants have already dealt Tyler Rogers to the Mets. Relievers, it is a seller's market for those arms. And Camilo Doval might be the best one left out there. So what do you do? What right now would Giants fans look at and say, that's mission accomplished for Buster Posey and this MLB trade deadline? His first one as president of baseball operations. He went on and got Devers. The team has tanked since then. They're a game below 500. Wave the white flag. Do you sell everything? Do you try and look towards the future? What do you do at 888-957-9570?
You know, I was sitting here listening to Dunston, looking around the room at my crew, looking at you, Evan, looking at Carter, looking at Lubman, and I thought I was going down, the rainbow rabbit hole with Sean Dunston on old memories in 1989, and I realized none of you were even alive. You guys don't even know what I was talking about with him, did you?
Well, I've watched the games, but on YouTube.
It's
amazing what you can find on the internet.
I know, but the Will Clark moment against Greg Maddux was humongous, but yeah. The Will Clark home run in Wrigley is just one of the most incredible weeks of baseball ever. In fact, Don Zimmer said something to the effect, he's having a great week. And like everybody hated Don Zimmer around here. It was, God, Cubs, Giants, 1989. Like part of my love of this team started in that 87, 88, 89, 90 era.
Well, and we appreciate Sean Dunston for coming in and help us relive some of those memories. Obviously, he's worked with the old, he's worked with the new, and he's preaching patience. I'm not hearing a whole lot of that today, though, from Giants fans. And I see someone online that on our phone lines we got to get to on the other side, but we got to take a break here. A reminder that coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pregame beginning at 4 o'clock. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. What is mission accomplished at the trade deadline for the San Francisco Giants? 888-957-9570. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni. Joe Shasky back after this on The Roast.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In the last hour, Mason Miller of the Athletics, along with J.P. Sears, starting pitcher, they were traded to the San Diego Padres. And this is a fascinating deal for multiple reasons. One, Miller is one of the premier closers in baseball. He's under team control. But the A's packaged a closer and a starter to acquire the Padres' number one prospect, Leo DeVries. He's also the number three prospect in all of Major League Baseball, minor league baseball. They also got the Padres' third prospect and I think two top 15 arms. So essentially, they got a haul. It's a major haul for the A's. The Giants have a couple of guys we've been tossing out. Duvall, Ray. If you were to put those two together, and this is the question, would you be willing to harm your team's chances to win next season at the expense of... You might be able to get something even better than what the A's just got.
I think the calculation that I keep coming back to is, how good do I think I'm going to be next year? Am I closer to this? Or am I closer to contending? And if I had to put money on either one, I would say I'm probably closer to this. And so now I do, like, this is like the thought process for me. Now I'm saying to myself, all right, if the number three prospect in all of baseball is what you get for Mason Miller, what do you get for the best starting left-hand reliever with an extra year of team control in his prime, ready to win now, in the middle of an all-star season? What does he get you?
Well, he's going to get you a lot. He's going to get you a lot. You know,
I keep coming back to the Tigers. Everybody knows Scooble's there for one more year, and then, oh, he's going to be a free agent. This is their time to win now, okay? A team like the Tigers has this kid, Max Clark, who's out there, the outfielder.
They got a lot of guys. But Clark is
I think he was the number one or number two overall pick. Puts three fingers in the pinky finger slot in the glove. So for those that are out there, he made a big YouTube splash because he goes three in the pinky, not two in the pinky. It's a baseball thing regarding how you wear your glove, all right?
Yep.
Look at Carter's looking at me. Carter, not a baseball player. You can just tell as I bring these things up. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
These two. These two right here.
So what I'm saying is, I think now more than ever, after seeing this Mason Miller deal, I think you owe it to yourself to you've got to make a deal on Robbie Ray. If there's anything like that deal I just saw, Camilo, Robbie Ray, I mean, you could change the entire prospects of your team for a decade on one trade deadline, if that's what teams are giving up.
But to me, what you're doing, and the reason why I wouldn't deal Ray is because the A's are in a complete rebuild. Like that team has no intention of winning this season, maybe in next season. Who knows? They're trying to get as many young players as possible. The Giants are still close enough to me to competing next season to get to the wild card, to get back in the postseason, that if I trade Robbie Ray right now, I think you're setting yourself back too much. And again, you can still trade him next season. Like, I'm not giving up the chance to make the playoffs next year.
But this is where he's most valuable.
Just to try and get a big-name prospect now.
But this is where he's most valuable, with the extra year of team control, right? Like, that's, once you get to next year, you know, because he's a rental, he becomes significantly less enticing, and so you're giving up less.
So Shane Bieber, who, by the way, hasn't pitched a single inning this year, or pitched at the very beginning, he's been out for quite some, hasn't been a factor for 3 years.
I haven't thought about his name in years.
He just netted the Blue Jays' number five overall prospect.
Okay, so to me, you can get multiple top five within a team's organization prospects for Robbie Ray. I think you have to do it. Look, F, all the legitimate contenders have just put it in marker. This guy's going to be an all-star next year, right? Would you guys all agree? All the legitimate teams have at minimum one everyday player, not pitchers, everyday player. Put it in marker. This guy's going to be an all-star, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Do the Giants have that guy?
A young all-star?
A guy that
Ramos
I know.
Ramos was one last year.
What?
Ramos was one last
that
year.
No. Is he a put it in permanent marker moving forward year after year, unless the bottom completely falls out or there's an injury? Like, that guy's an all-star year in, year out. They don't have that guy.
No, it's supposed to be Devers.
Okay, so I don't think they're as close as everyone thinks they are. They're way better than they were in terms of, you know, organizational health just a couple of years ago, but we're still really far away. It's like the end of Lord of the Rings. Actually, We're 7 more hours of movie away from the actual final battle I've been teasing for the first 3 hours of this movie. Like, that's what it feels like.
But again, it's like, what are you trying to accomplish by acquiring Adames, extending Chapman, and trading for Devers?
Just be relevant.
Like, if you hadn't made the Devers deal, I would say let's absolutely consider. If you can get some top guys for these two dudes, let's go and do it. But to me, you're just resetting everything. Like, I don't know how that moves the Giants closer to winning in the next 2 seasons. Or even just next season.
But like, set you back from what you've been. I want to be
again,
fair.
I think they've been under 500. We're reacting to what we've seen for the last 2 months.
No, I'm talking about organizationally. We are closer to the Pirates and the Reds and the Marlins than we want to acknowledge.
The Reds just bought at the deadline.
I'm talking about how we're viewed around the league.
Okay?
There are, I don't know, I think it was 7 teams. I wrote them down. Well, I can't find my notebook because I kicked it to the side over there. There are 7 teams that have, or 6 teams that have only made the playoffs 1 time since 2017, and the Giants are one of them. It's the Mariners, it's the Reds, it's the Marlins. Like, that's who you are. You are in that group, okay? You are not the Padres. You are not the Dodgers. You are not the Phillies. You're not Atlanta. Like, you're not those teams. I know you want to be, and I know your payroll makes you kind of feel like you are, but you're not those teams. Like, we have to be self-aware, like I was talking about earlier. Like, I thought we were farther along. We're really not. And sustained winning is what this thing's about. And the cupboard is still really bare.
But I think what you're talking about is a fire sale.
Is it a fire sale when you're trading away a 34-year-old left-handed pitcher coming off of Tommy John having a great run? Is that a fire sale?
No. But you're talking about him, Duvall. Like, but then where does it stop, though?
Because right there. Those two.
But then you just have an overexpensive, mediocre roster next year.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I have now some significant everyday role players who can teach this young core how to be big leaguers.
But you also, you don't give yourself the best chance to win, which is what, in my opinion, that's why they hired Buster Posey. I don't think they hired Buster Posey to come in and rebuild this team. I think they brought him in to try and help this team get back to the postseason as quickly as
possible.
Yeah,
but this isn't football. Like, there has to be a slow build. And if you look at some of the really well-run organizations, like, it's not about being good for a year or 2 years. It's about being good year after year after year. And a big part of that is stability in the farm system to be able to be one of these buyers right now. Like, all the best teams continue to churn things out at the farm, at the minor league level. And the Giants, like, their cupboard is so bare. Their number 2 prospect is a guy they signed 3 months ago who's 17 years old. And it's not because he is, you know, going to be on the top 100 prospect list, you know, tomorrow or whatever. It's like, that's how bad their cupboard is.
Well, then trade Logan Webb. Like, trade...
I've had those thoughts. I wouldn't do it because you got to have somebody pitch. But I think Robbie Ray makes a lot more sense because of where he's at in his career, how you received him, where is he going forward, are you going to keep him? I think it's a fair exercise to do.
No, I'm just saying that I personally wouldn't do it. I mean, I want Webb and Ray to be my horses going into next season. That's how I'm looking at it. Again, I'm trying to figure out how to get this team back to the postseason, and I don't think that they're eons away. Like, they played awful baseball, but I also, again, no one can answer me this question, how they've gotten worse since they got Rafael Devers. So I have to assume that's not going to continue to be the case. Like, I'm assuming he's not going to be an average hitter for the next couple of years that are supposed to be remaining in his prime. I would not have traded for Rafael Devers if I was considering trading Robbie Ray.
I agree, but now that we've seen things for a month and a half, we can all acknowledge that, like, it's not enough, right?
Look, but it's to me, it's so reactionary.
Like, I don't think it's reactionary. I think it's more like, dude, we've been hovering in this zone where we've been afraid to move obvious guys for so many years. That's why your cupboard is bare.
No. Well, your cupboard is bare because you haven't hit on anybody.
Well, that too. I mean,
but who's to say that Buster Posey can't draft well?
It takes years. Like, your draft picks take years to develop.
Agree. But the guy that the A's just acquired, DeVries. He's 18 years old. Like, and he's supposed to be great.
But let me give
you
an
example. You're not going to see him for 3 or 4 years anyway.
Look at the Javi Baez trade a couple years ago with the Detroit Tigers. I mean, not the Detroit Tigers. I think it was the Mets at the time. That's how they got Pete Crow Armstrong, right? Fernando Tatis Jr., how did they get him? They traded James Shields away. Like, that's how these trades happen.
And the Dodgers also acquired Mookie Betts for guys that turned out to be nothing.
No doubt. No doubt. But, like you have to
be... It doesn't always work.
No, there's no question it doesn't always work. But I think right now what has happened over the last 4 or 5 years is that at the deadline, they've had guys that could get them back something. And instead, they stood on their hands and they're like, well, maybe we'll re-sign this guy. Well, maybe we'll do this and maybe we'll do that. We're still in this. We think we have a good rotation. And then you end up at the end of the year and you got nothing. And you got nothing for those guys and they left in free agency. This is a guy, like, either you're going to extend him or you're going to move him. And if you are going to move him, right now, today, is when he's going to have his most value. And every day you hang on to him, because if you go past today, he's got one full year of team control in the offseason. Then once the season starts, every single day, he loses value. So if you were going to do it, today's the day to do it.
But again, I can just do it. He might not get you as much, but you could do it 365 days from now, and you're not costing your rotation a potential frontline arm. Like the question that I guess I would ask is how I'm expecting the Giants to compete next season without one of their best pitchers, without a guy who's a Cy Young candidate.
I don't think they are going to be able to compete next year. I think next year is going to be another, you know, like, let's see what we have with the youngsters. I do. I think that's what's going to end up happening. This year, they've got a lot of, like, look at their average age for their team across the diamond. It's over 30.
But then again, what was the point of signing Adamas in free agency? What was the point of signing Adamas?
This is what it was. You literally had no shortstops in your system. And Luciano came up and was terrible, couldn't play short.
But that's an easy way to be bad.
But you're filling the gap for now. Like, that's what it was. I know we thought he was a star. He's not a star. Like, he's not. He's just not. I mean, Evan, I'm explaining to you, they had nothing. You know who they had at shortstop last year? Nick Ahmed, who retired this year. And Tyler Fitzgerald, who played 1 month of good ball and couldn't catch a lick at shortstop. And then now, played a little at the beginning of this year, and we realized, yeah, he's probably like a 4A.
There were other shortstops that didn't cost $180 million, though, that you could stick in there.
That's a whole separate conversation.
No, I'm with you.
You know, like, the guy that they wanted to get, the kid from San Diego, had the torn labrum. They, you know... didn't know where he was going to be physically wise. And I could make an argument, like, you've heard me say this. There were other shortstops. Swanson is a guy that I would have had for half the price of, and that would have been a couple of years ago. Like, there were windows when Seager was available. When other guys, other shortstops were out there, they missed. Correa was available a couple of years ago. They tried to get him. He failed the physical.
Yeah, they did.
Or something happened. I think, why did Adamas get signed? Because they have literally not one legitimate young shortstop in AAA, AA, or Single A that is even close to being ready. That's why.
Well, I guess my point is, if Posey was going to rebuild this thing from the ground up, he had an opportunity to do it right when he took the job. You didn't have to extend Chapman. You didn't have to sign Adamas in free agency. You could have dealt Ray Lastoff's. I mean, he was coming off an injury, but
yeah,
my point
is, like, three starts.
But you could tear this thing down to the studs, and you could have done that months ago, you got the job. And everybody, by the way, would have understood why, but they didn't. They spent money. They brought in a premier shortstop at the time. They traded for a premier bat in Devers. And now to all of a sudden trade basically what has made you semi-competitive the first 2 months of the season, which is your pitching, like, that to me, I guess, flies in the face of the actions they've made.
Yeah, but we've presented with new information. Like, they're far away. Like, they need this trade deadline, the offseason, and probably then some. And even then, like, what are they going to be? They're going to be 60 and 45 at this time next year? Is that what we think? I don't.
60-45?
Yeah.
No, but could you be six games above 500? Could you be in the place that the Cincinnati Reds are, which is not...
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Knocking on the door of the third wild card and being in a position to buy, again, I think that They're having to sell because of how poorly they've played for the last month. But I do not think that Posey wanted to get to the place where he is having to trade someone like Tyler Rogers, who's been a great asset to this organization for the better part of a half decade.
Well, what they want and what's happening are two different things. Like, I agree.
I want a bigger home. Situation.
I want a bigger bank account. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things I want that don't come to fruition. And you have to be presented with reality. And the reality is they're a lot farther along than maybe we thought they were 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Like, it is. You have to go off what you're seeing.
Well, the 707's with you from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The Giants need to move Ray. He's 33. He's only good every 4 years, and we can sign pitchers in free agency. Cueto, Samardzija, Gausman, Rodon, Snell, and we've brought in Ray via trade, who's had success. I get it, but what if you bring in someone else in free agency, a frontline guy? Then you have Webb, you have Ray. That's what Verlander was supposed to be this year.
Verlander was at the end of his run, though. Like, Gausman...
But you were hoping you could get one good year out of him.
Sure, and I was way more optimistic than the results. But, like, they've kind of proven, even when Farhan was here, we'll find the Gausmans, the Rodons, we'll find the Blake Snells, we'll find the one-year, like, squeeze-the-lemon-on-it type of guys. Now, that doesn't make an entire rotation. They're going to have to obviously fill this thing out. But the real way they're going to fill this out is they need legitimate pitching prospects like Hayden Birdsong, like Carson Wisenhunt, to continue to develop and get better. They need cost-controlled pitching and more of it, and they don't have enough.
Pitching?
Yes.
Then why get rid of one?
Because he's 33 years old, and he can net you back younger arms.
But you're going to have to wait and see if those arms are any good.
No doubt.
You're going to have to wait 3 or 4 years.
Winning is not right now.
No, but okay, by the time, let's say you're able to get a number one pitching prospect who's in single A, which is what DeVries is.
The two guys they got yesterday are already in triple A, so I don't know what they're going to get.
Yeah, okay, if you could get a ready-made, okay, if you could get Mick Abel, who's the Philadelphia Phillies starter that's going back to Minnesota for Johan Duran. I don't know if Abel's going to be any good, and he's already in the show. Like, he's shown flashes.
Sure.
He's shown promise, but he's by far and away not a sure thing. Just because a guy is a top prospect doesn't mean they're going to help you win immediately, which is what I think the Giants are trying to do.
If that was the case, then playing Mike Yastrzemski in right field with going into the season with Lamont Wade Jr. at first base batting leadoff, if winning now was their formula, well, then you sure insulted my intelligence by starting the season off with those two guys. Like, if Patrick Bailey playing catcher, batting 200 after what you saw last year, and that was your grandiose plan to win now, like, we can admit that that plan was flawed. And reality has hit them in the face.
I mean, if I can get two or three Eldridges for Robbie Ray, I would do it. But I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like I guess
I'm baffled that you're stunned by this. Giants fans are sick of seeing the deadline come and go and them having assets and not moving them, and then looking at our farm every single month when they update it on MLB.com, on Bleacher Report, whatever, and we're like, we're still 26th? We're still 27th? And like, it's maddening, quite frankly.
It's also maddening to think about all the guys you wouldn't trade prospects for because you think that they're better than they are.
Well, that's a separate conversation.
No, it's not. It's the exact same thing. Kyle Harrison was promised as this top guy that you wouldn't move for Soto, you wouldn't move for those guys, and what happened? You ended up dealing him as a fifth or sixth fringe starter.
Look, Kyle Harrison notwithstanding, we have been open to trading certain prospects at certain times.
No, they haven't.
No, Giants fans have. Yeah, not all of them, not in unison. Like, right now we don't want to trade Eldridge because we have nothing. We literally have nothing. Like, literally nothing. Can you name who their second best prospect is?
Yeah, Carson Wisenhunt.
No. It's actually this Jozar, whatever. They just updated
it. Oh, Gonzalez.
It. The 17-year-old.
For rookie ball.
Yeah, exactly. Rookie ball. Like, that's how low they are. Like,
so getting another guy that's in rookie ball is not going to... I'm not going to see Gonzalez
seven
for
or
five
eight,
years.
We need to, but we've been middling for so long. Like, what's another year or two to get it right and not just spend on old, expensive guys who are not all-stars? Again, I love Chapman and Adames. I do. I love them as ballplayers. One combined all-star game amongst the two of them. They're not stars. Other teams look at them and like, those are good role players. We view them like, wow, those are linchpins. Those are foundational pieces because that's how low the bar is right now.
It just fascinates me that 365 days ago it was, we need stars, we need players. Okay, so you get some established players.
But they're not stars. We wanted Aaron Judge.
At the time,
Aaron Judge
you thought they
is
were.
A star. Adames is. Most Giants fans didn't even know who Adames was, and we were happy to get him, and we loved him. We were learning who he was. Most Giants fans aren't watching Brewer baseball.
But then
come
you
on,
shouldn't
F.
have spent the money on them if you wanted to just
it's
try and sell guys for prospects.
Tax. No, it's the Giants' tax to bring in major league competent players on multi-year deals. I told you they're at where the Warriors were 15 years ago. There's a penance to pay to get in the game when you are one of the teams that has only been to the playoffs one time in 10 years.
I agree with that, but that's because you're paying the tax because you're trying to be competitive, not because you're trying to lose. That's a really expensive tax to pay, Shasky, if you're trying to be a bottom 10 team.
Well, no.
Which is where you would be trending next season if you sell everything worth selling.
Well, right now they already are. With their current roster, they are trending to be a top 10 team. They are trending to be one of the worst teams in baseball. That's what the trend is currently.
Yeah, that's how they played the last 2 months, but the first 2 months they weren't that. Like I'm with you. I agree.
The first 2 months were an outlier. It's like saying like, hey, Brian Hoyer had a couple of great weeks. He's Brian Hoyer.
So like you think this Giants team is currently constructed as a 60-win baseball team?
No, but I don't.
That's how they're playing.
But I don't think they're a 90-win team. They're not.
No, they're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and it's probably closer to 81 games, which we all would acknowledge isn't good enough in this NL West against the Dodgers and the Padres. And when you look across just National League, if you want to go for the wild card, if you think the Mets and the Phillies are going to slow down, well, you're tripping. So if you're going to build and do it right, you have to be fiscally responsible on one end, like on your major league salary, and you've got to load your cupboard up. That's what you have to do. You can't just band-aid everything with $150 million overpays. You can do that at some positions, but at some point, you're going to have to go through a natural, real rebuild. You do. You just have to.
But
I know we don't want to hear it.
That's not what they're trying to do. Like, I think they're
trying to do two things at once. Stay competent at the big league level while also rebuilding. That's
yes.
what I think they're trying to
then
do.
Then you shouldn't have hired Buster Posey.
No, they needed credibility. They needed somebody like a John Lynch who other teams viewed at as like a legitimate.
You think
normal
Buster
dude.
Posey wants to go through a Houston Lastros natural rebuild?
No.
I don't think that's what the Giants want.
But you never. I guess his point is, I'm never going to go through that type of a rebuild in terms of the losing when I sign a Chapman and an Adames. Playing Nick Ahmed will put me in that kind of a rebuild. That's why those guys are here.
So you spent $500 million to just stay afloat?
While you wait to rebuild your farm. Yeah, probably. And I know that sucks. Like, it may not be great bang for the buck, but it's also to bring 38,000 on a Tuesday against the Pirates. Yeah.
But no one's going to show up if the team is bad. Like, having an old, expensive team. Well, yeah.
They have this year.
But they were showing up when the team was full of,
No, they weren't. They weren't showing up like they are this year. This year, there has been a fervor.
Last year, attendance was up. They were top 10 in baseball.
Yeah, but I'm saying relative to what they've done this year, that just the whole spirit around Giants fans is significantly higher than it was the last couple
because
years.
Because they were winning.
That, and there's the whole Posey effect of having a nice face at the top, and it felt like things were changing, and you have certain guys in the lineup that you know every single day.
I think if the Giants give up on, if fans are going to give up. I mean, hell, everyone at this station has given up. And I understand why. The front office is telling the team by selling its first reliever that they're not good enough to be worth us investing anything in. That's the message you want to send towards next season, because that's to me what trading Robbie Ray is. If you trade Robbie Ray, Duvall's a separate conversation. Trading Robbie Ray is telling your team that you don't think they're good enough to invest in next year.
Again,
you could still move him.
But what kind of moves do you make in the offseason? Like, I think it's one thing to say that.
If you trade Robbie Ray, you're looking to replace him anyways.
But you could sign someone in free agency, and we'd be looking at this totally differently. You could make a move in the offseason when you have some reloaded prospects or some sort of a cupboard. Like, the reality is that Robbie Ray is not the difference between this team being a 93-win team next year and then being a 71-win team. Like, he's not swinging the pendulum for success that far.
No, but
he's
really good player. But he might be the difference between you winning 88 and 84 games, which could get you to the postseason.
And I guess what I would say to you is like, yeah, for that particular year, and then are you re-signing him then at 34 years old after coming off of Tommy John? Like, what are you building toward? Because to me, this is about being a 90-win team for 4 or 5 years. That's what I want as a Giants fan. I'm tired of being in the 500 zone. I just am. I'm tired. If that takes me sacrificing a little for now to bottom out a little, if that's what it takes, so be it. We haven't made the playoffs but once in 9 years. I'll take a couple of bad years if I have to. Does it suck that we already paid for Adames and Chapman? Yeah, it probably does. Yeah, it probably does. And but it's probably not great bang for the buck.
They're not built to have bad seasons right now. Like, they're built to be 500 or thereabouts.
Yeah, but I think pretending and doubling down and then emptying what little cupboard you have to chase 87 wins, that to me is pennywise pound foolish.
No,
that's very short-sighted.
The goal is to be as competitive as possible year in and year out.
Exactly.
That might be 87 wins next year.
Well,
then you're stripping your opportunity of that happening by getting rid of one of your best arms.
He is one of your best arms right now. But
for an 18 or a 19-year-old, that number one, we don't know if it's going to be good. And number two, we're not going to see for 3 or 4 years.
It could be a 21-year-old. It could be a major league player. We don't know what they're looking at. We don't know what they're looking at. I'm looking at it big picture. Either one of two things is happening. You're retaining Robbie Ray for not just next year, but like a 2-year extension, 3-year extension, or you're dealing him. And if you are going to deal him, today's the day to do it.
Well, that we do agree on. That
like,
his value is going to be
the
highest right now. And again, while we're talking about this, is because Mason Miller of the Athletics was dealt to the San Diego Padres, in addition to J.P. Sears, the starting pitcher, for the number one prospect from the Padres, Leo DeVries. He's a top three prospect in all of baseball. He's an 18-year-old super shortstop in high A. And the question is, if you could use Duvall and Ray to get that player, do you do it? Especially with what the Giants have invested in this season and the foreseeable seasons. To me, it would fly in the face of what they've done. But I understand that people just want something young, new, fresh, and exciting.
I don't even know, like, we've had Devers for a couple months. Like, if I said to you, is Devers going to connect with this community and this fan base?
If he has an OPS of 900, yeah, I think he will.
If he does.
Which, but he has his entire career outside of this season.
I'm just asking. Like, yeah, okay. How many guys have connected with this organization and this community? Like, it's a tough sell when you're an outsider and you come in. Very few guys have the Hunter Pence career arc with the fandom here. Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. So, like, right now, everything's up in the air for Giants fans. We've been in despair. And, like, what you're painting is kind of what they've been doing the last handful of years, which got us again to this point, which is, if we get rid of this guy, what does that mean? If we get rid of this guy, how does that look for next year? And it's like, I just want to pick a path and let's go. Like, that's what I want. Pick the path and let's go.
Well, I think the path they picked was the one that you don't want.
Which is what?
Which is investing in a team, paying a lot of money, and trying to be as good as possible.
Well, and where's that gotten them?
In half a season of the first year of Buster Posey. Like, No. I want to get to the phone lines. Guru in San Francisco, not Daryl, has been waiting on patiently, wants to get in on the conversation. Guru, what's up, man? How we doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show. Big fan of your baseball takes, Joe. I'm actually in 100% agreement with Joe here. Sorry. I think looking at what the A's got for Mason Miller and then how the trade deadline has gone so far, I think it'll be malpractice for the Giants not to trade Duvall. And looking into what next offseason brings, I think given the way that Adames has performed, given the way that
you don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.